Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. I wonder if you really realize how your past is impinging on your present. And the present is where you're supposed to live. Today, in the now. So you can be there for your loved ones. And so that you can live and move and have your being in, well, let's just call it the eternal now. I don't think you know just how much your past is impinging on your present, so let's have a good program today. Let's begin with a call, and perhaps along the way, you may become enlightened as to how to live in the present without always reliving the past and having the past resurface again and again. And how to live in the present and not worry about the future. So let's start with a call. A listener called in on a listener called in line. Let's listen to the question.
Hi, this is Brian calling from San Francisco. I have an issue. I've been feeling guilty a lot lately, especially when I'm just around by myself and get thinking about things and feeling of guilt comes over me, and is that the normal? Is there anything I can do about it? I feel like I'm maybe not on the right path in life, and so need some help. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brian. It's always good to hear from Brian. I wish more people would call. Later I'll give the listener call-in lines. You can call. Maybe have your question answered on the air, because you'll get a thoughtful answer. Let's talk about guilt. Okay, first of all, being a young person today has, well, there's a couple of things that need to be said. First of all, people are always piling obligations on us. Be this and be that, and obligations to study harder, get better grades, look better, perform better, be a better athlete, be a better person, volunteer more, get accepted in more colleges. There's always more, there's all of these pressures, okay? And then there are pressures from the peer group, drug pressure, all kinds of pressure. Then there are just the generic pressures at home, you know, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you clean up your room? Why don't you do this and do that and do this and do that? And so many people are telling us what to do and telling us how we should be that it can become very confusing. And not only confusing, but it tempts a person to become resentful. It tempts a person to become resentful because these obligations pile up and you begin to resent them. And when you resent them, then you feel guilty. And then when you feel guilty, you misinterpret your guilt. You think your guilt is because you're not doing well enough. You're not doing what they tell you. You're not succeeding. You're not achieving. You're not winning. You're not making them proud, whatever it is that they seem to expect. And bear in mind that these expectations, these demands, see, they're demands. These demands are not always stated. Sometimes they are. They can be implied in various ways, but through comparison. Well, why don't you get good grades like your brother? Or they can be implied by a look, the arrangement of items, a curled brow or a snicker or not being there, see? Sometimes a parent's not there and it implies rejection. So it's very difficult to deal with all of this except for one thing, and that is this little hint that will see you safely through it all. Don't resent the pressure. Let me say it again so you don't miss it. This is important. Don't resent the pressure. See the pressure? Keep it on the outside by not resenting it. And then you won't have to feel guilty for the resentment. Then you'll be able to see clearly which way to go and what to do. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Brian called with a question about guilt. And so we're beginning to talk about guilt. And the first thing I said is that young people today are under so many pressures, so many demands are made upon them that they can start to resent all of these demands. Or resent themselves, or resent others, resent something. And then when you resent, what happens then is you feel guilty for the resentment. And so the secret is learn to watch for resentment and just let it go. Don't resent other people and don't resent yourself, okay? And then you won't feel guilty for the resentment. And then when you're not feeling guilty for the resentment, then you will be able to clearly see, you'll be able to discern real guilt from false guilt. So in other words, if people are piling obligations on you and do this and do that and be more and all this kind of stuff, well, you just see it, okay? Let it pass. Let it go in one ear and out the other and don't resent. Do the best you can. Okay, do what you can. Let's put it that way. Because if I say do the best you can, well, that sounds like another pressure, doesn't it? Do what you can. Okay, and if you can't please them, well, okay, so what? Then don't please them. If they don't like it, well, then so what? They don't like it. Okay, all you can do is what you can do. And so if people are pressuring you, then just see the pressure, but let it keep it on the outside by not resenting it, okay? Now, the other thing is, I said you'll begin to be able to see clearly real guilt from false guilt. So let's talk about real guilt and false guilt. So all of these obligations are false guilt, okay? Because there's some kind of, see, there's an ego appeal. There's some kind of an appeal, a subtle seduction or a tease or a challenge. They're all, that's what they are. All the teases, all the challenges, they are temptation. That's what they are. And when you fall for it, which is very easy to do, because when you're a little child, you want to please your parents, you want to please the teachers and so on. And so you work to please them. But then what? Then you feel guilty. Okay, now that guilt is real guilt. Okay, so what? So if you don't resent them, so watch out for the resentment. And then after that, you may notice a little bit of guilt, and you know what it's for? It's for not living your own true life. It's for not living your own true life. It's okay to cooperate with good authorities when you're a little child, but then when you get older, when you become an older teen and a young adult, when you have to start to find your own way, okay? And so don't resent their pressure, okay? And if you find yourself conforming to please them, if you discover that you've become a people pleaser, then just see that. Don't resent yourself. Okay? You couldn't help yourself. You were only a little child, but now you're getting older. So just see the pressure. Don't resent it. Okay? And then do what you can. See? Because life is supposed to unfold. Life unfolds. And it unfolds in ways that you would never think. Okay? When I was in college, I thought I was going to be a French teacher. I liked French, but I never became a French teacher. But lo and behold, I did become a teacher much later, after a corporate career. I became a teacher. But then I taught something that I never would have dreamed that I would teach. I taught business. Okay? But all the things that happened and getting married and so on and so forth, it somehow came to pass. And there it was. And then I looked back and said, well, how'd that happen? See? But there I am. So years later, you look at how your life unfolded, and you could never have planned it that way. Okay? So remember that life is an adventure, which you know that. And you knew that when you were a little kid, and you still know it. So each day, just do what you can and enjoy the things that you enjoy. Okay? Enjoy the things that you enjoy. Okay? And do your work. And the other thing, yes, it's okay to sometimes if someone says take the garbage out. All right, so you take the garbage out. Maybe that's a nice little sort of an obligation. Something nice to do for your mom or your dad. Okay, then do it. Okay, just don't resent them. And then if you didn't do it, okay, then don't resent them reminding you that you didn't do it. And then you'll be able to see clearly whether you really, whether it was really your obligation or not. And if it was and you didn't do it because you were lazy or something, well, then just see that. Then you'll experience a little bit of guilt, but that's good guilt. That's natural guilt. Okay, then you'll be over it. Now we'll continue with this topic again after this very important announcement. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.SheddingShackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. There's a beautiful land that you really should know. It's a land where milk and honey flows. Not yesterday, but today, not tomorrow. Yes, the beautiful land is today, the here and now, the eternal now. That's where you need to live, okay? And that's where you did live when you were a little child and every day was an adventure, where you need to refine it, okay? And now one of the things that happens to us, you know, we've been talking about guilt. Now one of the things that happens is that people lay so many obligations on us in various ways and we can't fulfill them or we don't want to fulfill them. But then we resent the person who laid the obligation on us. And we resent the obligation. And then what we end up doing is we end up doing it out of guilt. Either we rebel, for which we feel guilty, for angrily rebelling, okay? Or we end up doing what they told us to out of guilt, okay? To appease the guilt. So both ways, you're not living your own life. So what you have to do is stand back, watch for the resentment, let it pass, and then do what is right or what is wise. And if you don't know what to do, then don't do anything. But then you'll be moving from your center. You'll be self-directed, self-motivated. You see what I mean? Not out of rebellion, not out of conformity, but you'll be moving out of your own inner ground of good. Now, the other thing I wanted to say briefly, and that is that there's true guilt and false guilt. which I already alluded to false guilt, you know, all the obligations that people lay upon us. Okay. Oh, and I want to mention one other thing. We can sort of feel guilty nowadays just for the kind of lifestyle that's been imposed upon us. You can't help the family you were born into or where they sent you to school or see what's going on. You can't help that. But the way things are now, young people's lives are kind of put on hold for a long time. They're forced to sit in school for years and years and years, and a lot of times they're not given productive work. Did you know that some of the founding fathers were teenagers? And some of the founding fathers were just young men in their 20s? Did you know that? When you look back at history and look at people that accomplished something, you'll be surprised to discover that whatever they accomplished, Einstein was discovering the special theory of relativity when he was in his mid-20s. Okay? But now young people can do great things. Young people can be brilliant, can be genius, and can do very much. But now they're forced to sit around and do nothing, or maybe just work at Starbucks or McDonald's or something. Not that there's anything wrong with a simple job earning a living, but there are more important things to do. Building bridges and, building and discovering and exploring. And so a lot of young people don't have the chance to do that or to start a family. They don't have a proper chance. And so therefore, a person can feel kind of a free-floating guilt just for that. And the pressures of all around you. So you can feel sort of a vague anxiety or guilt just for not doing, okay? Not living, how can I say this, productively. So just see that that's the case and know that later, see that all things change. I felt that many times when I was a young person, but guess what? When I got into my 30s and 40s and 50s, all of a sudden there was a lot of stuff to do, plenty of stuff to do, plenty of opportunities to accomplish things. So just kind of go with the flow, okay, and realize that you can't help the circumstances that are around you, and do what you can and look for opportunities. It's okay to be industrious, not ambitious, okay? That will cause guilt in itself, but industrious. So be industrious, and then if there's nothing that you can do very much, then all right, then just see that and don't resent it, okay? So now you see that, but I wanted to talk about false guilt. And the best example, this is not my example, someone else said it, but it's so good, I can't help but repeat it. See, there's, remember in the cartoons that sometimes there would be like an angel on one shoulder, like Daffy Duck would be there, or Porky Pig was there, okay? And then there was a little angel on one shoulder telling him something, and there's a little devil on the other shoulder telling him something. Well, that's pretty much the way it is, okay? There are two spirits. You can't see them, or taste them, or touch them, but they're there. So that bad spirit operating in the mind or through other people will try to make you feel guilty for doing the right thing, for not being ambitious, see? But the good spirit, which is what you know in your heart, okay? What you know in your heart, even when you were a little tiny child, well, that's the good conscience. So let go of resentment and let go of anger, and then you'll be able then to begin to discern the good spirit from the bad spirit. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much, and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org, and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Life can be beautiful and life can be sweet, but you have to learn to watch out for resentment and let it go. Okay? Watch out for resentment and let it go. And anger, too. Watch out for anger. I remember when I was a young person, there used to be a show on television. It was called Route 66. I don't know if any of you remember, but it was about a couple of young guys, and they had a convertible. I think it was a Corvette, if I'm not mistaken. And they went traveling around the United States. And they traveled around and had adventures. And I love that because of the idea of freedom. Okay. And I think what happened is that a lot of obligations had been piled upon me and expectations. And I was subtly rejected. I didn't know it at the time, but I was rejected. But you know, it wouldn't have mattered except for one thing. And that is I resented it. I resented it. And it was the resentment. See, the resentment is what puts that dark cloud. Have you ever remember in some of the cartoons or some of the, like the Sunday cartoon where you would see someone walking around with a dark cloud over their head, okay? Well, you know, resentment, that's what makes that dark cloud over your head. It's resentment. You don't even realize it. You think it's this or that or that or this. So watch out for resentment and let it go, okay? And then all of a sudden, why, the sky is blue and white puffy clouds are floating by and the birds are singing and life is sweet. And it becomes an adventure again. An adventure. Now here's another call. This one came in actually a long time ago, but I want to replay it. It's an excellent call and I enjoy it. Okay? And I think you'll enjoy it too. Here's Sharon from Chicago.
My name is Sharon and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And my question is this. No, I have a comment. I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers. So, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Sharon. I'm sure that some of the things you read in the Bible, like, for example, when Jesus talks about forgiving others and being patient with others, I'm sure you already know those are true in your heart. Other things you don't see. Well, all you can do is wait until you do see. And if you do see, then it'll be beautiful, because what you see in the Bible will confirm what you know in your heart. I believe what I know in my heart. Okay. And when what I know in my heart, when I can see that what I'm reading is true, then I believe it. But I'm not believing what I'm seeing written down, but I'm believing the inner testimony. I know in my heart. Have you ever had it where somebody said, oh, she's a terrible person. She's just terrible. And you know in your heart she's not a terrible person. You know it. And so you simply don't believe what that other person says because you know in your heart, okay, that person is not a terrible person. So you have to learn to trust what you know in your heart. Everyone says that. Even Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple Computer, in his beautiful, beautiful commencement address at Stanford University, you've got to listen to it or read it. He said, you've got to trust what you know in your heart. All the great explorers and scientists and all the great, and the patriarchs, and people like Jesus and Paul and Albert Einstein, they followed what they knew in their heart. So if you don't see that something is true, then just wait until you do see. Wait until there's a wordless inner testimony. God wants us to know things. He wants us to have the answers to life's great questions. But he wants us to discover it with the faculty of intuition that he gave us, where you wordlessly know in your heart, where you wake up one day and see what is true, not because someone told you, but because you see for yourself. And that's what's called inspiration, and it's from God, and it's living by faith. Got stress? Try my easy meditation. Just go to SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and look for the easy meditation. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Yes, by all means, get the free ebook. My books about relationships are so good. Just send a little donation and I'll send you a ebook as a PDF attached to an email. Okay, you can get it right away. And also, please call. Call my listener call-in line. Would you like to hear your question answered on the air? Then give me a call. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Give me a call. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I know I certainly did. Listen to it again at our audio archives. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.